In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said that a Safik Erev is kosher. Yet in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said that Safik Tevila is pasul. So Gemara offers three approaches. First, Shiny Tumah hol v'yeshul ikar min haTorah. We're more strict with the Safik Tumah because the Tumos that we speak about are all based on Dinim Da'oraisa. But Rabbi Yossi assumes that Tchumen Adrabanan, so Erev is entirely Midrabanan, and we could therefore be more Mekel. Second, Hadidei Hadarabe. Rabbi Yossi really holds to be strict in cases of Safik. The lenient opinion in the Mishnah is his Rebbe's opinion. And finally, Rava answers that by the Safik Tvila, the person had a Cheskas Tumah, so he can assume he is still Tame, and the Mikveh has no Cheskas Kashrus, because we're speaking about a case where it was never measured to ascertain its Kashrus ever before. The Gemara clarifies a few points relating to the Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Meir about a Safik Eruv. First, Tanya, Ketzer Amar Rabbi Yossi Safik Eruv Kashrus. Raisa clarifies Rabbi Yossi only validates a Safik Eruv when there is a Chazaka that the food was okay, such as Truma that was definitely Torah when it was placed as an Eruv, we're just not certain whether it became Tame before or after Shabbos began, or food that definitely had Trumas and Mice was taken from it, we're just not sure whether it became mixed with Tevel before or after Shabbos started. If, however, there was never a Chazaka that the food was okay to begin with, then even Rabbi Yossi would be Machmir in the case of Safek. Second thing is, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Merav Huna, if a person has two loaves of Trumah bread, one that's Torah, one that's Tameh, but can't identify which, can he make an Erev with both of them and say that the Torah one should be the real Erev? Even Rav Meir, who is strict by Safek Erev, might be lenient here, since one of them is definitely Tar. Even Rabbi Yossi, who is Mekel by Safek Erev, might be strict over here, because he doesn't know which loaf is his real Erev. The Gemara answers, Be'inan Suda Arui Mibod Yom Valeko. The Erev has to be made with food that can be eaten before Shabbos, and in this case, neither loaf can be eaten, so the Erev is not valid. If a person says that the Erev loaf should be Chulin on Friday, but Kodesh on Shabbos, the Erev is valid even though during Ben HaShemashos it remains besafek, because Misveka lo nachta le Kedusha. The Chazaka that was mutter before Shabbos stays, and we assume that there is no Kedusha. If, however, he declared Kodesh for Friday and Chulin for Shabbos, the Erev is invalid because the Cheskas Isser from Friday remains through Ben HaShemashos. And the final point, Tanhasam Login Tful Yom, the Mishnah teaches about a Tful Yom pitcher that has Meiser in it before Shabbos, and the person said on Friday that beginning on Shabbos, when the pitcher will no longer be Tameh, the contents should become Trumas Meiser. This wine cannot be used for an Erev, the Sof HaYom Kona Erev. If Sof HaYom Kona Erev, the Erev takes effect in the last moment on Friday, it can't be valid, because it's still Tevel. And even if Tchilas Yom Kona Erev, the Erev takes effect when Shabbos begins, it won't be valid, because being in Sudar Rimbo Yom Valeka, the Erev must be made of food that's permissible to eat before Shabbos. And this was Tevel before Shabbos, because it hadn't had Trumas Meiser taken from it yet before Shabbos. Zak the Mishnah, new Mishnah. Masa Adam Ale Ruvava Omer. A person can put out an Erev on both sides of a city and make a condition that the Erev should take effect in the direction that a Chacham or important government official is arriving, or away from the direction that a teacher of young children or non-Jewish tax collector might be coming who is trying to avoid. Bal lekan ulekan, if prominent people arrive in both directions, Tanakama holds he can go in whichever direction he chooses, and that Erev will be the valid one. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that if one of them is his Rebbe, he can only go in that direction, because that's the Erev that's valid, that's the one he really intended for. Amar Rav, less than the masnisin mi detani ayo. Rav says we don't paskan like our Mishnah that if a Chacham arrives in both directions, you can choose which Erev you want to be effective, because it relies on Brera, retroactively clarifying which Erev is valid. Instead, we follow Ayo, who taught a Braisa that you can make the condition that the Erev will be Chal in whichever direction the Chacham comes, provided that the Chacham gets there before Shabbos. But you cannot make the condition that the Erev will be Chal in whichever direction he decides, because we don't rely on Brera. Adrabba, lesa l'dayo mi masnisin. The Gemara asks that we should follow our Mishnah over Ayo, and not Ayo over our Mishnah. The Gemara answers that we follow Ayo, who rejects Brera, because we know Rabbi Yehuda rejects Brera in a case of drinking wine with the understanding that the wine he later designates as Trumas Maestros should retroactively make the wine mutter to drink right now. So since we know Rabbi Yehuda rejects Brera, so we're comfortable passing like Ayo, who rejects Brera, even though it's against our Mishnah.